Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. It's Monday, December 21st, 2020. It's Here the Turtle, presented by Toyota. And Keith, we come on today to talk about Terrapin Club Plus. And consistently as we go through our however many more shows they let us do on this thing, we're going to talk about some of our favorite and upcoming Terrapin Club Plus shows. If you don't know what Terrapin Club Plus is, it is a part of the reinvented Terrapin Club, which includes a couple of things. It includes Terrapin Club Plus, which is a video content, original video content streaming service. It includes One Maryland Magazine, which if you're a Terrapin Club donor, you've gotten in the mail. Nice little magazine, has features and stories about student athletes and alums and all these different things. And then Terrapin Club Backstage Pass, which will allow Terrapin Club members to get access to special experiences that will happen once people can actually be back around campus and back around the teams. And you get those if you're a Terrapin Club Silver member. So throw the other two to the side. We'll focus on Terrapin Club Plus today. And there are a bunch of different shows included on Terrapin Club Plus that will be released throughout its time here. And the one we're talking about right now is Home. And Home is going to be Maryland student athletes taking people through their homes, for lack of a better term, throughout sort of the DMV area. So really just Washington, D.C. and Maryland. I'm sure there maybe will be some Virginia thrown in there, but those are really the two main spots. And the first one is on Raynell Jones, who plays for our volleyball team, who's from Oxon Hill. So sort of that net where National Harbor is, that kind of area in PG County. And she was awesome in this episode. And we had the chance to talk to her about the episode, about her journey to Maryland as someone that's from here, and her dad, which is a really cool connection, Keith, back to sort of the history of Maryland basketball.
Very cool connection with Speedy Jones, her dad, who played in the 80s alongside legends like Len Bias. So you can imagine the stories that Raynell heard growing up of his days at Maryland, coming up through the program. And it was so funny in that episode when her and Speedy were talking, kind of going back and forth, that, you know, when he was talking about bringing her to games back and you know, when she was growing up, and then when they eventually were looking at colleges, when she got the Maryland offer, he was like, all right, we don't need to visit anywhere else. Like, this is where you got to go. So to see her continue that Jones family legacy at Maryland, pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, highly recommend everyone, now when you have the chance, go in and watch this episode with Raynell, especially after hearing her talk about it, hearing how excited she was to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, yeah, I think Speedy was like, why would we not just go to Maryland at this point? There's really nowhere else to go. Yeah, and Raynell, now a productive member of the volleyball program under head coach Adam Hughes. And as you said, Keith, definitely go watch this episode of Home. You can watch it before you listen to the episode with Raynell right now. We'll give you a little time. You can take all the time you need to watch it, or after you have that conversation in. But if you go to Terrapin Club, or excuse me, if you go to umterps.com/reinvented, you get to the Terrapin Club Reinvented page, and that's sort of a nice central page right now for the preview of Terrapin Club Plus. So you don't even have to be a Terrapin Club member right now. Eventually it will go behind a paywall. Right now it's free for you to watch. You can watch Home with Raynell Jones, the Johnny Holiday Show, where Johnny, the voice of the Terrapins, everyone loves Johnny. We've had him on the show. He will talk to Maryland people, past, present, for a long form interviews. I think the interview with Daryl is around a half an hour, and Daryl Hill obviously had tremendous stories that he can share about, you know, integrating ACC football. We had him on the show a couple of years ago. He was incredible. So make sure to listen to that conversation and the Behind the Play, which I think is going to be a really cool one as we move forward. The first one is with Christy Tolliver about the shot. I don't think I need to describe that to many Maryland fans, but listening to her describe it and Coach Brenda Freeze describe it was very, very cool. So those are the three episodes up now. There will be five shows. I'm sure there'll be more shows as we go through this thing over the years, but a lot of really cool things in the works for all three of the ones we're talking about right now, but we're focused on right now. So let's get to our interview with Maryland volleyball player Raynell Jones. For nearly 75 years, the Terrapin Club has been the foundation for the student athletes, coaches, and staff of Maryland Athletics. And now, Maryland Athletics is proud to announce Terrapin Club Reinvented. Terrapin Club Reinvented offers three new features exclusively for our Terrapin Club members: Terrapin Club Plus, One Maryland Magazine, and the Terrapin Club Backstage Pass. These new benefits will provide members with exclusive content and behind-the-scenes experiences unparalleled in collegiate athletics. To learn more, visit terrapinclub.com or call 301-314-7020. We're back here on Hear the Turtle with Maryland Volleyball's Raynell Jones. Now, Raynell, first of all, thanks for coming on. Okay. Second, we're here to promote your grand appearance on the Terrapin Club Plus Series Home. You are from Oxon Hill, Maryland. You have history at Maryland with your dad. But let's at first just set up for everyone what is home for you. What are the viewers going to see from this series with you involved?
Well, they're going to get a little insight of, I guess, Oxon Hill, PG County area, the National Harbor, MGM kind of situation, literally backyard from my house. They're going to see just a little bit of, I guess, what I experience like on the weekends when I'm hanging out with my friends and stuff. So it's going to be fun to see.
Now, if you grew up here your entire life, you are like born and bred in Maryland, in PG County.
Yes, all my life.
What are your biggest memories growing up?
Oh, my biggest memories are definitely the sports games. Always been around athletics, so that's definitely what I remember the most. Being at the Maryland games and at the high school games definitely is one of the things that bring us all together, that really, you know, we want to look towards when it comes to a basketball game, a volleyball game, football, any sport, honestly.
Now, Raynell, your dad, Speedy Jones, Maryland basketball player back in the 80s, played alongside Len Bias. Now, he was a part of this shoot as well, correct?
Now, yeah, we had a little conversation. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, like, did he unveil any stories or things you didn't know, maybe back from his days growing up in the area, or just from his Maryland days?
I think I kind of knew most of it when it came to, I guess, the stories and stuff, because ever since I was growing up, I always asked him about, you know, things that, you know, most people didn't know, behind the scenes type of stuff. But I feel like overall, I was kind of surprised like how well he did and stuff, because he hasn't been, you know, interviewed in a while since his playing days. So it was really interesting seeing him, like, you know, behind the camera.
I was going to ask, what was it like to sort of shoot that and relive it? Take us like behind the scenes of watching him like respond to the interview. Obviously, I'm sure you and your dad have maybe never done an interview together before. What was that entire thing like?
Yeah, it was very interesting to see how like we did well together, because we also had to like follow what they told and like have to, you know, basically be an actor for like a TV show. It was pretty cool. But yeah, he did pretty well. We had a pretty good, you know, thing going on. We might have to do our own thing, like a YouTube channel or something.
Right now, how meaningful has it been for you to have your dad as a role model in your life, and you get to do something like that shoot for TC Plus, but just to look up to throughout your whole career of somebody who has roots at the University of Maryland?
Yeah, it was really great just having someone that, I guess, started from the bottom and made their way up and then taught me ways to be better, be a better athlete, be a better student as I was growing up, to just giving me a better path to be a better person, and just, you know, learning from his past experiences and making the best out of it.
What is the athletic competition right now between you and your dad? Are you able to take him on the court at all, or can you get to him now?
If we had to play one-on-one in basketball, I mean, I have to, you know, play a little hard. I don't want to, you know, give him wins and stuff, but I can, you know, bring some basketball out of me if I needed to. So, yeah.
What was the house like growing up? You had two very athletic parents.
What was the vibe? I'm sure you guys were very competitive and all the different things.
Yeah, all the time. Even when it came to like the last piece of a chicken nugget, we were all trying to split it up into 5-7 different ways just so we can all get a piece. We're super competitive growing up all the time.
And right now you have 4 brothers and sisters, correct?
Yes, I have 3 sisters and 1 brother. Yeah, all younger.
I mean, were you guys just out in the backyard playing something every day? I mean, what's it like to grow up in a household like that with just an athletic family?
Yeah, being younger, we were always outside. Plus my dad was, you know, from the country. So we were always in the dirt, getting dirty, coming back home, get smelling all like dirt and like sweat. So we all had to, you know, be able to live our lives as children. But as we grew up, we started to be more into sports and stuff. So we were more competitive with that. Like, oh, who's going to win the next game? Who's going to be the better player? Stuff like that.
Do you have any memories, and you spoke about it a little bit, going to sporting events and things like that, any specific memories of you and your siblings going to Maryland games? They had to have been at some as a kid.
Yeah, so I don't really remember too much about being a kid, but I do remember being behind like the scenes, like the locker room sort of, and seeing like the giant, tall basketball players, like, short, tiny little girl, like, oh my God, look at all these people. And then now I'm like, how they are, just, you know, older and stuff.
Right now, you grew up in the DMV and you kind of know how special the area is and what it's like to call a place like this home. What do you think makes the DMV different from other places around the country? I'm sure you've gotten out, traveled a little bit, whether through volleyball or whatever, but what makes this area different? What makes it special?
It's definitely the culture. When it comes to the music and the food and just how we all sort of work together to be, you know, be the DMV. So we all, you know, have 3 states combined to, you know, own who we are and where we come from. So, yeah.
What do you think makes the athletes a little bit different? We talked to this, I think we asked this question to everyone from the different teams, football, basketball, that come from the DMV. And everything I hear that the athletes are built differently. Why are they built differently right now?
It's true. There's even a documentary about how, you know, PG County DMV makes athletes different. I think it's because of how overly competitive we all are, but we all like, come like from a good place in our heart and stuff. So we just all want to make it out and just do well in life.
What was the experience like going through the recruiting process to become a Terp? Did you want to become a Terp because your dad was here, or did you look around and then finally like, okay, I'm going to stay home and do my thing?
Yeah. Whenever I was going to other schools, I was like, well, this is nice, but like Maryland is like a little bit better and this is nice, but I like Maryland. So, I mean, it was always a competition between the other schools, and they knew like my dad went to Maryland too. So Maryland always had my heart somewhere.
Right now, what have these past 9 months been like for you? Obviously a very transformative time in our country dealing with the pandemic. You know, you have your season postponed into a hopeful winter spring start. How have you managed it as an athlete of not being able to kind of train and do the things you normally would during a normal year, and just keeping that hope for a season in some sense this coming spring?
Yeah, I felt like it was more of an opportunity to grow a lot more, especially with the team building, like, you know, bonds and stuff with them, and having time to really focus on the little details with each other and what we need to work on more on ourselves and with the team culture and stuff. So being able to use like time to ourselves, you know, during the first shutdown, and then being able to come back slowly, but not really know what's going to happen. So it was really a good test, like for mental strength between all of us.
Do you feel
what was the first time? Oh, God, Keith.
Sorry, I was going to say, do you feel like you picked up a new hobby or a new interest during this time when we've all been kind of quarantined or to ourselves?
Yeah, TikTok is definitely my hobby now. I actually had a video. Yes, I had a video with my dad in it, and it went viral. Everyone's like, oh my God, he looks like Kobe. Oh my God. So I've been, you know, keeping up with that. People are going crazy over my parents. So I'm using them a lot for my TikTok.
What has been your favorite TikTok trend to execute?
Oh my gosh, there's been so many. I can't do the dances. They're so hard.
Okay.
But Renegade.
I don't understand how people remember the whole thing. I watch it. Yeah.
It's super hard. I can't even get it. And I dance all the time. But it's a whole different thing of dances. It's all the same at the end of the day, though.
Reyna, you guys, obviously, you didn't get to come back initially, and then you were able to get back on the court. What was that first time like when you got back as a team and were able to play volleyball again, even with a season, you know, starting in January, February, just going through it, that must have been nice to at least have some sort of normalcy in terms of practice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all a process. At first we had to keep in groups of six, and then we could be in groups of 10, and then, you know, work our way up to, you know, a full, you know, team practice, being able to come back. And then now, like, we're mentally preparing. We're preparing, like, now since we're in winter break now. So we're just going to work towards, you know, the season. It's very slow process, but it's all like, okay, like, what is our meaning? What is our purpose for, you know, the season coming up?
Raynell, tell a Maryland fan that doesn't know a ton about your team why they should watch your team.
I would say the energy that we just bring within ourselves. So if you walk into a Maryland game, the first thing you're going to hear is a top trending song that, you know, that's playing on the radio or that we all love, especially like DaBaby or like ASAP Rocky or something. Like, we're just always like here to just have fun and just experience like being in the, you know, best competition in the conference is Big Ten. So that's the best part.
Right now, we'll get you out of here on a couple of rapid fire questions. First of all, your favorite holiday tradition.
Favorite holiday tradition. Family gingerbread night. That's intense.
Ooh. Ooh. Who is the best gingerbreader?
I'm the worst, but I would say my sister. She's like an artist, so she makes it very nice, very pretty.
It's all about how it tastes, right? I mean, it doesn't have to look great.
Exactly.
Like if it's good gingerbread, it's good gingerbread. Okay.
Exactly.
I like that. Right now, what's in the back of your car right now?
The back of my car, a pack of water bottles and like air fresheners and stuff. So yeah.
Okay. Really
cool. Classic stuff. The show you're watching right now.
Euphoria.
Ooh. Is that on HBO?
It is, yeah.
I heard it's a little heavy. I heard it's a little heavy subject.
Yes, it's intense, but it's a great show.
They just came out with an episode over the last week, correct? I saw that on Twitter. What was your favorite show that you binged over the course of the quarantine?
America's Next Top Model.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Okay.
Shout out to Tyra Banks.
I can't say I've ever binged that show. I may have seen it in passing, but that's not one I've exactly
binged. I'm shocked, Keith.
Yeah, no. Raynell, how about the music artist you're listening to right now? Who's in the top of your Spotify right now? Or Apple
Beyonce.
Music?
Yeah, Beyonce. Mm. All the way from beginning to end, all her new and old songs all the time.
So are you a Spotify choice. Person or Apple Music person?
Spotify. I get the Spotify. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Now,
and that's why Spotify does good business.
Yeah. When you had your best of 2020 list, was Beyonce on there? Was she number one?
Yes. Yes, it was. I wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah. That's
Keith, what was yours?
My number one is a band called Camp. They kind of have a little bit of I wouldn't say country, but more of just kind of a, you know, a little slower acoustic feel, maybe we'll say.
Sure.
Taylor, what was yours? Was it Taylor Swift? By chance?
Mine was Taylor Swift. Mine was Taylor Swift. Yes. Yes.
We've got a good range.
Me and Raynell, the two biggest pop stars in the world on our side there.
No, none of us can dance. Yeah. We all have different music tastes. So we've got some things
working together.
Yeah.
And then finally, Raynell, we ask this to everyone, your favorite place to eat in College Park.
My favorite place. Oh my gosh. Favorite place to eat in College Park is definitely Looney's. Oh my gosh. The crab dip with the bread. Always,
yes.
Always coming back. All the time.
Excellent very choice. Very good answer. Excellent yes choice. Looney's fantastic. There's so many good things. I love the buffalo tenders. I'm a buffalo tenders guy.
I haven't had
they're good.
Check them out. The crab dip's a great choice. That stuff is very good. Raynell Jones, make sure to check out her episode of Home on Terrapin Club Plus. Her and her dad absolutely killed it, and you get to see PG County and all its glory. And then make sure to check out Terps Volleyball when they're back in season. Raynell, thank you so much and continued success. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Raynell.
Want to take the Terrapins with you wherever you go? Maryland Athletics has officially launched the One Maryland mobile app, a must-have for all Terps fans. The One Maryland app is a one-stop shop for all things Terps, featuring the latest news, scores, game day information, and exclusive content from your favorite Maryland teams. Download the One Maryland app on your iOS or Android device today by searching for Maryland Athletics in your device's app store. Back on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota. Keith, once again, thanks for Raynell for coming on with us. She was awesome. Lit up our day. smile that almost broke the computer with us here. She, and you really get to know her watching that episode, which is really, really cool. And hopefully that sort of supplemented it, the interview, but a really cool spot that she was able to go describe. And the thing was, the thing is so well shot. We have to shout out our video crew here. Haley Timpley took the lead on that from our video crew. Mike Farrell, sort of the head of our video, the head honcho of the video department. He is sort of the purveyor of all these things. So shout out to him. And then Jared Bellman from our video staff had a role in that one as well. So shout out to all three of them for just a beautifully shot and well storied thing. And there's some other ones in the pipeline coming that are in similar places and are going to go to different places in Maryland. I know a lot of times we put stuff out around that sort of centered around College Park, kind of PG County DMV area. And people are like, what about this place? What about this place? They're going everywhere. They're trying to go everywhere in Maryland. So you're going to see, if you're a Maryland native, you're going to see somewhere near your town at some point in the series, which will be pretty cool.
And speaking of video, Taylor, I mean, Ray now might have a future in video with her TikTok skills going on.
Yes,
some big numbers on Ray now's TikTok. You know, she's got a knack. She's got an eye for the camera. She's got an eye for what people want to see. So she was kind enough to share with us her TikTok exploits in that interview.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe it will include Speedy, who seems to be getting on some of those TikToks as well. Which is very, very cool. A family affair. For the Joneses, and you love the multi-generational Maryland student athlete stuff. We get that every once in a while. You get that in men's lacrosse a little bit.
That's right.
It's pretty fun to see that, and there's so much pride that those parents have for their kids deciding to come to Maryland and being able to put on the red, white, black, and gold just as they did back in the past. So pretty cool stuff from right now. As we said, make sure you can go to umterps.com/reinvented to watch that, or you can go to the Maryland Athletics YouTube page. It's also there at this point under the free preview. So if you just want to go there, and then you can go watch all kinds. You can go watch Unlocked if you haven't seen that. You can go watch all kinds of Maryland video content on there. Every press conference you could ever want, if you really want that. So make sure to go visit those pages and check out that stuff. And then the one Maryland Magazine free preview is on that similar reinvented page. You keep scrolling down. So all of those stories from the first edition of One Maryland Magazine are also there. And there's some really, really cool stuff on there as well. Daryl Hill, if you watch the Daryl Hill interview and then read the story, that's a great companion to really get a firm grasp on what he meant to Maryland. Keith, as we expand further past Raynell, obviously men's and women's basketball going on. Men's basketball going through a little bit of a tough stretch, losses to Clemson, losses to Rutgers. Maryland women's basketball is scoring all the points right now as we move into the holiday season. But the one we got to put a bow on is Maryland football, who ended their season with a loss to Rutgers and unfortunately had to cancel the next game against Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship week due to some more COVID concerns. They will not go to a bowl game, decline that after having to pause all team activities. Just had signing day. What was your main takeaway, I guess, from watching Maryland football on the field, which it feels like we played a game and then 2 weeks later played another game. They played two home games about 4 months apart, it felt like.
It feels hard to make any concrete takeaways from the season, Taylor. I think you saw in flashes, whether that be individual performances or a team coming together for a night or two, like that Minnesota game, that Penn State game, and so some things to feel good about if you're a Maryland fan. But I think the main takeaway has to be for Mike Locksley is you found your quarterback, and that's Talia Tungavailoa. You know, that was the big question mark and thing that we were talking about heading into the season, is kind of who was going to emerge there. Was it going to be Lance or was it going to be Talia? And after that first Northwestern game, you know, I think, it wasn't Maryland staff that had any questions, but maybe if you're a Maryland fan, you were still thinking, man, you know, is he the guy? And then he puts together that incredible two-week performance against Minnesota and Penn State. And I think really solidified himself as the guy for the future for Maryland football. And Coach Locksley just seemed to have, you know, unwavering confidence into Talia. But it's just a shame we didn't get to see him at the end of the season, you know, unavailable in that Rutgers game to play. But I think that's got to be your main takeaway, building off of those positive performances that he had in 2020 to try and put together, obviously, a more robust schedule in 2021. We're actually playing a more consistent week-to-week game. But yeah, I think the QB has got to be the big thing to take away, right?
Yeah, I think for sure. As Maryland's gone through the last decade plus of not being able to find the quote unquote franchise QB, you kind of feel like you have that in Talia now, which is now means the Maryland fan anxiety of not knowing who the quarterback is going to be going into the next season is gone. He is going to be the quarterback. He will go through the spring ball as the quarterback. Maryland's going to have to find some depth behind him to a certain extent. But yeah, he was fantastic. My big takeaway besides him and besides Rakim Jarrett, who also looked like he was as advertised, which I think Maryland has sort of the basis of their offense for the next couple of years around a guy like Dante Dimas, who if you're a Maryland fan, you hope comes back and doesn't go to the NFL. It was the improvement of the defense. And John Hope got criticized a lot last year, and that defense got criticized a lot last year for how they played. And they were really, really good in a lot of these games this year. Obviously, they gave up points, but they were fantastic against Penn State. I thought they were good in the Rutgers game for the most part. And even in some games that Maryland lost, good in the Indiana game despite a loss there. The Terps looked more stout on the defensive front, and the reinforcements are coming in this recruiting class. One guy I want to just shout out is Tarheeb Still, who looks like all the makings of a shutdown cover corner. I mean, he looks like a senior as a true freshman at a position where that can be a tough position to play coming right in as a freshman. He looked awesome. He was an all Big Ten selection, and the Terps look really, really talented on the back end of the secondary. And now when you combine that with what's coming in, and we'll just do a quick look at this recruiting class, the reinforcements are all on that defensive line. Demian Robinson is a four-star, one of the top players in Maryland. He's coming in. You have Taze Johnson. I believe I'm saying that right. I hope a defensive tackle who's also talented. Andre Porter, a defensive tackle who's very talented. Tommy, and if Tommy listens to this show, I'm going to mess your name up until you get here, but Akabinga Sote, I'm just going to throw that for now. We will get that right.
You said that with confidence, Taylor.
We will get that right when he becomes a great player. He's a very talented guy. All those guys, local Maryland guys, Mike Locksley locked it down. And that, as Coach Locks always does, a flip on signing day, Brandon Jennings, who's a Florida linebacker, was formerly committed to Michigan. He switches over to the Terps. And Mike Locksley's building those first two sections of his defense in front of a secondary that is bringing so many guys back, Cross and Banks and Still, that played really, really well this year, Jacorian Bennett. So it looks like the makings of a very good, talented defense. And then Maryland doesn't lose that much on the offensive side of the ball. The big question now over the next few weeks will be, does Jake Funk decide to use another year of eligibility? I wouldn't blame Jake for doing either way. He's been here for about 35 years. If he wants to go do something else with his life, pursue right. the NFL, pursue whatever, more power to him. He's an awesome kid. If he wants to come back, I'm sure Mike Locksley is going to say, Jake, come on back and lead that running back room, which will be very young, with Isaiah Jacobs and Penny Boone coming back. And then a lot of freshmen in the room there, including Roman Hemby, who's got some speed from your alma mater, Keith, John Carroll. We always talk about Calvert Hall on the show. I always find ways to bring it up. Well, now we have a John now we have a John Carroll guy in the football program who apparently has a lot of speed, Keith. So
That's CD. What they JC's known for speed down there. I have no idea.
No, they are known for your speed on the rugby field. A lot of speed.
Passes
the name to Roman Hemby is a good running back.
It's a good football name.
Good football name. So another great class for Coach Locks, top 20 in the country. And he just continues to recruit at an incredibly high level, and the level you have to recruit at to be competitive in the division he plays in. I'm sure Coach Locks will be excited that class ranked just a couple spots ahead of Penn State, which will make Maryland fans very happy as well. So shout out to Locks and that staff for getting that done at a time where it was tough to recruit. I mean, in a way, like, you can't bring kids onto campus. You can't bring kids into your culture and have them meet the other guys. So you got to do different things. I love the way Coach Locks has almost, like, for lack of a better term, weaponized his alums. You see, like, Sean Merriman tweeting at guys, Jermaine Carter tweeting at guys. You know, we obviously had the Diggs and Rakim Jarrett thing last year, which is really cool. And especially when you have your NFL guys out there, your former NFL guys doing that. That'll get some recruiting done out on social media. But that's enough for this episode of Hear the Turtle. Make sure to go watch Home with Ray L. Jones. Cannot recommend it enough. Shout out once again to our video staff who's putting all that stuff together right now in tough times during the pandemic. These things are not easy to put together with protocols and things like that. So shout out to them. Shout out to you, Keith. Everyone can follow Keith Smythe, at Sned301 on Twitter. You can follow me at TaylorSmythe10. You can follow the podcast at Hear the Turtle on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you for the Hear the Turtle holiday special next time. We'll tease it out. Next time, Gary Williams on the Hear the Turtle holiday special. And me and Keith will discuss something that has nothing to do with sports. You can listen and find out to that. We'll see you next time. Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota.
Go Terps.